The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Welcome back to the ATL podcast. I am your host, Mappy Davis. Today's show is with Lola Cash. We're going to get to that in a moment. Excited to be bringing these to you every single Friday. Recording here from my new spot here in the Pittsburgh Yards, which I am loving. Keeping it on the west side because, you know, west side, best side. If you have not checked out the Kevin Kinney episode from last Friday, I recommend you do that. It's probably one of my favorite interviews of all time. I said that when I put this out last week and said, it's tough to say that. I felt so excited because it had just happened, but I'm still pretty much feeling that way. Also, I did get to go to that amazing REM 40th anniversary show at Coca-Cola Roxy, and I put a bunch of those videos up on YouTube. So go to the ATL Podcast YouTube, which is actually under my name, Matt P. Davis. I'll link it in here to go find it. Actually, we've got the the link tree takes you to everything. But also, if you're not following us already, go check out Instagram, ATL Podcast. There's a lot of things called Atlanta Podcast or Atlanta Podcast something. We, of course, have been around since 2017, but can be tough to find in there sometimes. So it's just at ATL Podcast. On today's program, Lola Cash. I had seen some of her posts. She was cracking me up. I thought, I've definitely got to get this person on. And so I did. And so we chatted a couple of weeks ago. Let's get to it. Away we go.
Let's start with the easy one. Where did you grow up? What town did you grow up in?
I grew up on the south side of Atlanta, College Park.
You are the real deal.
The real deal.
Where'd you go to high school?
I went to Tri-Cities High School, and then I went to school in Henry County for about a year and a half, and then I graduated from Open Campus.
Are you the most famous person from your class?
I would say so.
Is there a second?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Because, you know, the generation before you, right, a lot of famous folks, right?
Yeah.
Come out of, like, Banneker and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember, like, 18, 19, 20, like, this is what I want to do. This is who I want to be.
At 18 and 19, I didn't know who I really wanted to be. I was all over the place, honestly.
Where did you think it might go?
I had no idea, honestly.
I mean, were you kind of how you are now? Were you like the funny girl?
Yeah, I've always been a jokester.
Right. And so did your friends say like, oh, you should do comedy or but you should act or?
Yeah, people have always tried to push me in that direction, but it was like never something that I wanted to do. It was kind of like forced on me.
How was it forced on you?
Because it's just like a lot of my videos when I went viral, well, my first initial video when I went viral, I wasn't typically trying to be funny. I was like ranting and it just turned out.
Right. We gotta right. Way. No, we're gonna get there. I wanna back up a little bit though.
Okay.
All right. So what were you doing? Like, how did you spend your 20s then, I guess? I have no idea how old you are, by the way. I'm not supposed to ask women, but I have no idea how old you are.
I spent my 20s. I was dancing then.
Okay. And where were you dancing?
All over. I was dancing at Follies, Blue Flame, Gold Rush.
Not Magic City.
Not Magic City.
That, you know, they don't fuck around. Like, you can't even work anywhere else.
Right.
Is that why? Because you wanted to work wherever?
No, Magic City just was never my interest. It was like a commercial club, so it just never really was my interest.
What does that mean? Explain to the audience what that means.
Commercials.
Like the audience might, a lot of my folks listening will be like, well, a strip club's a strip club.
Right. Commercial meaning it's like, it's a very well-known, popular club. So they have like a lot of high standards. So it really was never really my thing.
Because you just, you want to just be more like.
Yeah. I just want to do what I want to do when I want to do it.
Right. Yeah, because like, but so whatever the dollar figure that would be there is not worth whatever you think like your, you know, how you want to be is.
What do you mean by that?
Well, like, because you like it's just like a corporate job, right? Like somebody might take a corporate job because there's more money, but somebody might not take it because they're like, that's fine. I'd rather do what I do.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like that.
Yeah, I guess you could say.
Like I said, I'm just trying to educate the audience on like, because like I said, to them, a club just might be, you know.
I mean, it's. You really wouldn't be able to understand it unless you were in that lifestyle, honestly.
Okay.
Like, Magic City, I like Magic City. I go there as a customer, but it's just, they have very, very high standards. And at that time, I was just trying to go get some money.
I hear what you're saying. Okay, I got you. So, you started posting videos when?
2015 was when my first initial video went viral.
Okay. And which one was that?
Well, I had a video, I don't know if you've ever heard it or whatever, but I called it Get Down There and Lick That. So
I'm not familiar.
But yes, that was my first initial
video. So that's what it was about. And it was just, so 2015, there is no TikTok, right? What was it on?
Vine.
Whoa, shit. Yeah. Way back.
Yeah, way back.
And so that went, when that went viral, like, what happened? Like, you woke up, you had whatever, a million views, and then the next day you had more. Like, tell me how that kind of
went. I didn't even have a million views, honestly. I went to sleep, I woke up, and people were just sending me dub smashes with celebrities doing, using my voice. And I was just like, so I never initially got any credit for that video.
Because I'm familiar with your recent stuff, which is why I reached out to you. So if y'all are like, man, you don't even know her old stuff, don't be mad.
It's cool.
So when you say you don't get credit, you mean you're watching videos and, cause again, like nowadays everybody like they'll source the music is like the source, right? The little line at the top says the original, whatever. So this is just,
right.
People just, now I'm gonna have to see it. People just, they just redubbed it, but you weren't getting any credit.
Right. So for a long time, people didn't even know it was me.
Okay. By the way, have you always been Lola Cash?
I've always been Lola Cash.
Do you dance under Lola Cash?
I dance under Lola.
Okay.
Then I just added Cash later.
Right. So your real name is something else, and I won't even ask you. That's right. Fine. You be you. You keep your privacy to yourself. I'm sure there's crazy people.
There are.
On the fucking internet.
A lot of crazy people.
Well, I'm going to say something that you probably can't even say in 2022, but I don't care. But like the funny girl isn't always the pretty girl. You know what I'm saying? So I think that makes a big difference too, right?
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, that's a plus. I get that all the time.
I'm not saying girls can't be funny. I'm just saying in a group, let's say, like the hot girl isn't always the funniest one. Her friend might be the funniest and she's not quite as hot. Yeah. Maybe because she had to work harder.
Right.
So it's a nice combination and that works well for you for social media.
It does.
If I can say, like I can say, I'm giving you a compliment. I can say that, right?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah. I can agree with that.
All right. You know what you have. You're proud of it. I appreciate that about you. So this video goes, whatever. So did you immediately think, well, shit, now I have to do this again? Or did you just go, okay, I'm just going to back to making more Vines?
So at that time, I was making Vines a little bit consistently. And then I stopped and then I went again. Then I stopped.
And you're dancing this whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was really focused on dancing. I really didn't care about all the comedy stuff. It was just something I did in my free time.
Okay. And so then what's the transition into like one day you wake up, oh, we're taking away Vine.
Yeah, when they took away Vine, I kind of stopped, honestly. And I went back to my regular dancing life. And then that's when Instagram became a little bit more popular. And then the video resurfaced to Instagram. And then it just happened all over again from the same video.
This. I'm going to have to watch this stupid thing. Because obviously I've been watching all your top fives, and we're going to talk a lot about those. But, you know, we're going to be here for a minute. So
here, I'll pull the video up for you to make
But we're going to be here for a minute, so I don't want to, you know, we got to lead up to where we got to. Did you play sports or anything in high school?
I did.
Did you ball?
I played basketball, track, cheerleading, and tennis.
Okay.
It's funny because a lot of people still don't know this.
Because you look different?
No, because the video was never, like, it went straight to Dub Smash. So they never seen my face. They just heard a voice until it spilled over to Instagram.
Promise, buddy, better get down there. Listen, nigga, you want me to...
I don't know. I know it's very graphic.
You know what irritates me?
So let's break this down, okay? Why do we think... Because a lot of girls talking to the camera, a lot of girls talking about sex. Why do you think that one hit a certain way?
Because I feel like a lot of women probably understood it from a personal level.
I mean, I got to be honest with you. I feel like it's because it's such like when people talk about. So I used to do stand up back in the day.
Okay.
And whether I did or not probably isn't irrelevant. But this whole concept of like, oh, well, he's dirty. Like, oh, she's dirty, like as a comedian. It's like, it's not that it's dirty. It's that a lot of times it's just lazy, right? You and I have both seen comics. Every other word is fuck or pussy or the N-word. And there's nothing there, right? And I feel like that's still today. Like, how many podcasts are we going to see, like, guy and girl talking about sex or two girls? We're going to tell you the raunchy truth. And it's just, it's all the same garbage. Not because it's raunchy, but because it's just boring.
Right.
Right? So... You're saying women out there relate to, like, just relate to what's happening in a real way.
Yeah.
But I think, like, again, like, you can't, like, again, like, everybody tries so hard. And, like, it's when it's just organic, like, you just tapping the camera and, like, sticking your tongue out, like, all that's just real. And so people just, like, that girl's real. I think that's funny.
And I think that's a reason why a lot of people related to it, because it was real. It was a real moment for me. Like, I was actually venting that day. I wasn't even trying to be funny or trying to make it a joke. It was a real situation. I was pissed off and I was just on Instagram. So maybe that's the reason why people gravitated to it, because it felt so real.
So that research is on Instagram. Okay. Like, what year or what, where are we at now?
So that video was like, maybe 2013, and it resurfaced again in 2015, and it resurfaced again in like 2018. Like, the video just won't die. It just keeps.
But have you been reached out to? Like, usually that shit ends up like on Tosh, or have you been reached out to?
I have not been reached out for that particular video.
But you have been for other ones?
Yes.
Okay. Which ones?
I've been reached out to for my Atlanta tour guide videos, like Places Not to Go. The Men Not Today in Atlanta, The Women Not Today in Atlanta.
Well, so again, like, it's kind of like music or acting. You know, comedy is the same way. It's like, if you try to talk about it too much, if you make it too precious, it just kind of ruins it. But I feel like, I guess for me, like, if you know comics, right? If we think something's really funny, if you watch comics in the club, right? Mm-hmm. Comics at the back, if they think something really funny, a lot of time they don't laugh. They just go, that's funny. You know what I mean? Because it's just so true and real. And again, what you're doing, this concept... Right? Mm-hmm. Top five lists, right? Those have been done forever, right? Mm-hmm. And capping on places or things, not, but again, it's like, it's authentically you. And so for you, like, clearly now you've got this, like, shtick, as it were, right?
Right.
Right? So your intro, right?
Right.
And like, tapping on the board. So that just like gradually came, right? I'm guessing that wasn't in the very first video, or was it?
It was in the very first video.
So what was the very first one? The first, like, what you go? I mean, I can't really do it well. I don't want to sound like the lame 50-year-old white dude trying to do it.
So the very first initial video that went viral, I think it was Places Not to Go To in Atlanta.
Right.
And like, I don't know, I'm just organically me. So it's like, I don't really have a script. Like, people ask me all the time, like, how do you come up with these videos? And I'm like, I don't. I just think of something and I just do it.
I think I'd probably seen the other ones before, because you probably showed up in my search or whatever I suggested. But the fucking gas station one, because I live here, right? So you named, like, I've been to all of those fucking gas stations, right?
So you know what I'm saying.
I know exactly what you're saying. And, like, for something, again, like, I don't know, like, I don't know if people in the suburbs get these jokes. You know what I mean?
Well, I have a lot of people that reach out to me from everywhere. I have people from Houston, Texas,
right, but
everywhere.
Right, but I'm guessing they have similar, like, situations. I'm guessing, like...
They have probably similar situations, or they've visited here before, and they've seen it.
Right, but, you know, you have a specific way of speaking too, right? Like you, when you drop into these videos, right? Like this is not the way you're speaking to me.
Right.
Right. And so I feel like, I'll be honest with you, like my sister lives in an expensive neighborhood in Cobb County. Like, I don't think she would watch your videos. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
She would say, what is that girl saying? I hate to say it. It embarrasses me to say that, but it's true.
Yeah. It's crazy because, like, I have a big following on TikTok, too. And I have all type of people on TikTok that watch my videos. And they're like, it's just so funny. Even though they don't know what I'm talking about, they just think it's funny.
Right. Well, again, I just think it's this relatable stuff. So when you have your idea, okay, right? So I'm going to do top five this, top five that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know your five things and then you just go.
Just go. I don't script anything. I don't write anything down. I just go.
Okay. And so then, how many, like, does it usually go one take?
One take.
Always. And then you
most
just clip.
Most of the time.
And then you just clip them together.
Yeah. Most of the time, one take. Unless I do have a 5-year-old son. So sometimes he be all in my way. So sometimes I might have to, like, redo it.
Right.
But most of the time, yes, one take.
And, This is all IG and TikTok now, right?
Yes.
And when did you think, like, okay, like I could probably actually, like, maybe I could make some money with this?
I guess my first initial video.
Really?
Yeah. My first initial video did like over 100K views and I was like, hold on. I had already had my page set up to a business page, so. And people was like, you know, you can make money off of Reels. So I was like, you know what?
But that's recent though. I feel like Reels is recent.
Reels been out for a couple of months.
No, I mean like, right, couple months, not like years.
No, not years.
That's what I mean. So when I said, when did you realize you could start making money? Like 2 months
ago? Well, I just recently started doing these videos a couple of months ago.
Really?
Yeah.
So
this literally just started over the summer, maybe like July.
Right.
June, July.
So when you're out and about in Atlanta.
Yes.
How often do you get recognized?
All the time, and it's weird. it's very weird to me.
They say... You're that girl.
Yeah, hey, you're the Latin tour guide. And I actually was at my son's school picking him up the other day, and somebody was like, you're the girl from Instagram. So it's a bit weird because I'm used to being normal and quiet. Like, I am a quiet person off camera. Like,
right. You're not, like, big energy. Like, you met me this morning, good morning. Like, you're not, like, big.
Yeah. I have multiple personalities, so it's just depending on who you talk to at that time.
So who's the girl on the videos?
That's Lola Cash.
Okay. But, like, that's not who, like your mom and dad know, right? Or do you got brothers and sisters?
I do have brothers and sisters.
And they call you whatever your real name is?
Mm-hmm.
That's not, that's different than?
They've seen that energy, but most of the time, no.
So are you just making money from Instagram these days? Like, I know you can make money, but I know it's hard to, like, get to the level of, like, okay, this thing is just, like...
Oh, no. I'm getting paid promos, hostings, all of that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
So when's the last time you worked, like, a job?
I don't think I've ever had a job.
Well, dancing, whatever. That's what I mean.
I haven't danced in 6 years, 7 years.
Again, see, I don't know anything about you. I'm trying to get to know you.
Mm-hmm.
So what have you been doing the last...
Well, I own a business. I have a teeth whitening business.
That was the other thing I was going to ask you. See, I knew there was something. See, I knew I was forgetting something. So when I first click on you, that's the first thing you see is like... And usually it's the other way around. Like somebody's just personal page with their kids and then they've got like, oh, by the way... Here's my business. And for you, here's this hilarious girl. And then there's this link that says Executive Smiles. I'm like, oh, I guess that's her business as well. Mm-hmm. So how did you start getting into that?
Well, I went to dental school and then I was working in a dentist's office. I probably worked in a dentist's office maybe a couple of months. And I just figured like, yeah, job is not really my thing. So I just took all the knowledge that I learned in dentist's office and applied it to my business.
And what do you sell exactly? Because I know there's a couple different...
Well, I do teeth whitening. I do, if you've ever heard of like Zoom whitening.
So if I come in whitening. And I say whiten my teeth, we do what? What do we do?
It's called laser whitening. So basically you sit up under a light for 30 minutes to an hour, your choice. And I apply gel whitening on your tooth and you sit up under a light and wabow.
Wabow.
Just whiteness.
When they come into your office, do they say that to you and you say wabow?
No. I'm really professional when I'm in that mode.
Right. What if somebody says, why can't I just get those strips?
Typically, when I'm in that mode, I explain the ins and outs of everything. Strips, strips, they work, but they take longer and it takes consistency. A lot of people don't like to be consistent with a lot of things.
No, they
people
don't.
Like instant results. So.
So how many times do I have to see you to get my teeth like super white?
It all depends. Everybody's teeth whitens different at a different pace. So I can never sit here and tell somebody like, hey, you need 3 sessions or you need 4 sessions. It's basically based upon, I will be able to tell once you have one initial session. Then I can tell you like, okay, well, your teeth went up 3 or 4 shades in this session. Then you probably need about 2 or 3 more sessions.
So people come in for that. Do they recognize you that way too?
Most of my clients are older people, so I don't think they really recognize me.
So the stuff that you're doing now, you just get reached out to all the time for promos or hosting or whatever. So what do you think the next like goal is for you, or where would you like to see this go? Would you like to stop doing teeth whitening and just do this?
I would never stop doing teeth whitening. Yes, but I would never stop being in that field, the dental field.
Because?
That's just my passion. It's just something I love.
So even if you were making X amount of dollars, you would just still own places maybe, but just not do it yourself?
Yes, I would definitely own some dentist office.
Okay. Do you have business heroes?
You said business euros?
Heroes.
Heroes. I can't say that I do.
Nobody you emulate or say, I want to be like them?
No. I want to be like myself.
How about growing up? Anybody you wanted to be when you were growing up?
Let me think. That's a really good question. I can't say that it was anybody that I wanted to be like growing up.
You're just like, I'm going to be me.
I'm going to be me. I've always been like that. I've always wanted to be the person that was different and stood out. Like, I never really looked at people. Like, I look at people as motivation, but I can't say, like, I look at them like, oh, yeah, I want to be like
that
person.
All right, so who motivates you?
My mom definitely motivates me a lot. I'm just...
Okay. Nobody famous. Doesn't have to be, but...
No.
I don't know. I was watching... They have like a Puffy Bad Boy 20-year reunion thing. Have you seen that?
I haven't.
Okay. So I just watched it last night. And I've never been like, I don't know, that big of a fan of Puffy necessarily. I mean, I know the hits, right?
Right.
But watching it, they talk... Or the other show that I watch is, you see The Barbershop with LeBron...
I've never watched it.
Really good show. You know, there's 5 guys sitting around the barbershop, guys or gals. Again, like stuff that a lot of people do, but they get like, you know, amazing guests. So like one episode is like him, like, and Puff and Rick Rubin and like whoever else. And you hear these guys talk and you watch these guys and they are just regular people, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, oh, well, that's just a regular dude.
Right.
And you're like... Like, you know, work ethic is part of it, but then there's like something else that like they talk about greatness, right? Mm-hmm. Like this thing with Puff Daddy's a lot about like greatness. And that's the kind of stuff that last night I was watching and it just kind of was one of those things that's like, am I working hard enough? Maybe I should work harder.
Most definitely.
Right?
I feel like that every day.
So what does hard work look like for you?
Hard work right now or just period?
Both.
Hard work to me is just waking up and being a better version of myself than I was yesterday. That's hard work to me. Is that a vague answer?
No, I mean, I think that's a good thing to aspire to. I guess I meant more tactically.
I'm trying to see, do I do hard work?
Well, they always say, like, if you do something you love, it doesn't feel like it, right?
Right.
Like, this doesn't feel like work to me. I like talking to you. I like talking to people, right? This is like...
So that's what I'm saying. Maybe I don't do hard work.
I guess this whatever level of commitment, right? If some young girl said to you, I watch your videos. I love what you're doing. I would like to do that. My friends say I'm funny. Like, what would you tell them? Like, some, like, 15-year-old girl or... 20-year-old girl.
I would tell that person, just be yourself and go for it and never let nobody tell you what you can't do, or never let things that you may feel hinder you. That's the advice I could have to somebody, because it's like people ask me all the time, like, well, how do you do this? Well, how do you make the videos? How do you make it funny? I don't. I'm just being organically myself and it just happens to come out the way it comes out.
Right. Well, and that's, again, what people relate to, is that, like, again, clearly the fast talking and the attitude you bring to it, right? Like, that's it's you, but it's like you at like a 10, right? That's Lola
Cat. Yeah, that's one of my multiple personalities.
That's Lola Cat. Which one are we speaking to now? You don't have to give me your name, but like
I'm Drina right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have more than those two?
No, I'm gonna say I just have those two.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when it's time to turn it on, I'm guessing that's the same girl that danced though, right? Was she more?
No, Lola's the same. Lola's Lola Cash. Drina is just the everyday me.
Right. But when you were dancing,
I was Lola.
Right. But that attitude too, right?
Yes.
Fast talking.
Yeah.
Make that money.
That's it. For sure.
Let me ask you this. Like every, every dude that goes into a club does not want to be the mark, right? Is every guy that goes in the club a mark?
Me personally, when I'm in a club, yes. Because like I used to treat dancing like a job. I'm here for one goal, and that's to make money. So everybody's a dollar sign to me.
How is it when you say you treat it like a job? Isn't that what it is for everybody?
Not all girls. Some girls go to have fun. They actually go to party and
right.
party and make money. Like, no, I treat it like a job. Like, I'm here with a set goal amount. If I'm not leaving with this goal amount today, then I feel like I failed.
Because that was the amount to pay your bills and like pay towards dental school, I'm guessing.
That, and it's just, I just always had a set amount of money that I want to put towards savings or whatever it may be. It's just, you know, everybody has a dollar amount in their mind when they're typically making fast money.
Right.
So
I think that the entrepreneur mind, though.
And I wasn't dancing when I was going to dental school. I was already done dancing.
Oh, okay. By then. I think that entrepreneurs, like you said, like that fast money think that way. And some people, like I've had friends that like had a job, right? And they made a lot of money for a long time. They go, oh, I think I'm going to try this business. And then 6 months later, they go, oh, I guess that didn't work. And then they go back to work.
Right.
And like that was never an option for me. Like I can't work for folks.
Right.
You know what I mean? So I've never really had a full job. Like you know what I'm saying?
I agree. I haven't either.
And I can't understand it either. And so for me, when I had kids, I was nervous. I was like, what am I going to tell my kids? I fucking hated school. I don't think you have to go to college. Like, but I learned like, it's just about, I can tell them, you got to put your best foot forward. You got to try.
Most definitely. Working for yourself is harder than having a job because you have way more responsibility.
Right. But if you're like my age and your parents are like, go to school, get a job. Like my parents literally said to me, do not make waves. And in my mind, I was like, that is all I want to do is make waves. Right. So
we'll see. My mom told me the opposite.
Then you had a great mom.
Yeah.
Your mom said, be you.
Be you. My mom always told me to find something that I love and turn it into a job.
And that's what you've done.
And I did it.
So again, like, I think, is there a long-term plan with whatever you've got going now? Because I'm the same way. Like, I'm mostly just, let's do this today, right? Which is a way to do it. Like,
right.
I've started multiple businesses that way. This seems fun to me. Let's see what happens. Some of them worked, some of them haven't. So for you, with the content game, I know for myself, because I've had a few other things besides this, you just got to feed that fucking machine, man. You got to keep it going.
Right.
So for you, I think I'll do three this week. We'll just see when they happen. Or do you just literally like, today we're going to do gas stations. Tomorrow we're going to do
these
ratchet dudes.
I just literally, whatever I'm thinking that day, I wake up, make a video. Sometimes I go in my inbox. I do have a lot of people reach out to me like, hey, do this and do that. And I'll probably take their what they say and just add mine to it. So I do get help from my supporters sometimes, but a lot of times it's just however I wake up.
So what about like selling merch, like the Patreon route? Have you thought of that stuff?
Yes. All of that is coming.
All that is coming.
Yes. Podcast, everything.
Because I think that's the way to, there's another Lola Cash. Definitely not you.
It's only one Lola Cash, official one.
Well, clearly, but hang on, let me go to this right here. So there's ATL. Let's go to Lola Cash. Yeah, I don't know which one I saw first, but I mean, come on, dude. Look at that fucking thumbnail. I mean, look at that girl. I mean, so when you start these, I mean, it's honestly almost a different person.
It is. Well, I go back and watch my videos. Sometimes
it's not just that you're calmer, because like that's the first thing. It's like, again, and trust me, I did not think you were going to walk up like fucking Chris Tucker.
Right.
I did not expect that, right? like, I know you're a professional fucking woman that has a life outside of Lil Cash.
Right.
But when you start watching, it really is like you're turning something on because, like, it's not, it's
like Beyonce with Beyonce and Sasha Fierce.
There you go.
Or Nicki Minaj and Roman or whatever her alter ego is. It's like, you know, when the camera's on, it's time to roll.
Oh my God. Okay, so is that new? I'm always gonna put you down, so pick it up. Because I don't think that was on there before.
Like I said, I just go. So ain't no telling what I say.
And you seem to always say there might be a part two. Do you just say that because you think it might, or you just already know, like, you got at least five more?
Yeah, sometimes
I might need a part three with this.
Yeah, one. I might need a part three. Like, I forgot which one it was. I think it was. I want to say it was the clubs. The old clubs in Atlanta. Everybody like, oh my God, you say this club, you say that club, you say that club. So I'm like, okay, I might have to do a part two, a part three, a part four.
Right. And then, so all the stuff's coming, merch, fucking pay. I mean, and people do like love to support the things they love.
Right.
Like when I first started doing this stuff years ago for this other stuff that I do, I can explain what I do later, but I was like embarrassed. Like, I did this podcast and we had advertisers and I thought, well, how can I ask people for money if I have advertisers? And then I realized once I started, like, people want, it's like somebody want to give you a present. Like, you, if you can't say no, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, they want to, like, thank you. Here, right. You made this content for free. Thank you.
Right.
So I think you will blow up, as they say. I think it's going to go like.
Well, I sure hope so.
So what's the sort of, like, I don't know, the biggest, like, thing, I don't know, have you done, like I said, I know Tosh reaches out to people for stuff like this, like.
The biggest thing that I've done so far that, off
like,
of this?
That, like, yeah, that you got contacted by or?
I was on Streets 945.
Okay.
And with Young Jock and Miss Shanika, Shotty, I don't know if you know who that is, but they reached out to me. They reached out to me and asked me to come on the morning show.
Right.
And I thought that was pretty dope, seeing right. that was, like, one of my first initial videos.
Right.
So it wasn't even a lot of content behind me
right.
at that point.
But I still think if you and I are having this conversation a year from now, it's like Comedy Central type stuff.
I would hope so.
I mean, for real though.
I would love to do stand up.
I just mean like, you know, like they just did on Daily Show. What's his name was just on.
It's crazy.
Nick Love was just on, and did you see that? And Bane was just on.
I don't have cable.
Well, again, because of this, people it shows right. up on this. I don't know. Do you know who those people are?
Nick Bang?
No, Nick Love.
Nick
is like music industry guy, and Bame Joyner is the Atlanta Influences Everything guy.
I feel bad. I don't know.
You shouldn't feel bad. It's just, I'm sure you're aware of this, or maybe you're not.
Maybe if I see him. I don't know people by names.
Right.
But if I seen a face, then I can be like, oh, right. that's who that is.
Right. Well, you know, as you know, Atlanta, like, we're having our moment, right?
Right.
Like, people are finally, like I said, like, just like on Trevor Noah or whatever, they just did a thing like, let's go visit the Waffle House with Roy Wood Jr. And they just did a whole thing. And it's like, it's super fucking cool to be from Atlanta right now. I don't know
right.
if it's going to last forever, but it's definitely happening right now.
Right.
And not just, I mean, it legit is.
I think it'll be for a while.
Well, you and I know it is because what's real. The culture is real. The music is real. I'm telling you, man, I had a religious fucking experience. I went to.
Are you from Atlanta?
So I was born in Boston. Okay.
It's my favorite basketball team.
Celtics?
Yep.
Okay. What you think about what happened up there with the coach?
I don't typically like to speak on. I don't really typically like to speak on the politics.
Well, should someone be suspended? Because, by the way, he got hired by somebody else already.
Really?
Oh, yeah. The league didn't do anything. Just the team said, this isn't cool. We got to suspend you. They didn't fire him. They said suspended for a year, which is kind of a weird thing.
But he's still getting paid.
Well, of course. These guys have good lawyers, good contracts. So I wouldn't say this is politics. I would just say it's you either fire the fucking dude or you don't. But to say like, well, you're suspended for a year. He's like, cool. I'm going to go make some money somewhere else. Because the 76ers don't give a shit that he had an affair with a girl in the office, clearly.
I mean, I feel, me personally, what you do in your personal life, what does it have to do with how you perform in a workplace? But that's just me.
Right, but I think she was in the workplace. That's the problem, is that she was like, technically, even though she's not under him, technically, it's kind of one of those, you know, gray areas.
Well, they let Bill Clinton still be the president.
So. Oh. That was a long time ago, ma'am. Anyhow, where were we?
I don't know.
Oh, Atlanta. So you and I know the real reason, like, we are all those things. I was going to tell you about this religious experience I had in East Point.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So they had the East Point wind down, right?
I remember that.
Okay, were you there? It was a few weeks ago.
Oh, no.
They have it every year. But
I'm thinking about the wind down thing they used to do at Centennial.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm it's okay.
About something else.
So it was, so Big Boy was there, and Pastor Troy was there, and all these other dudes were there. And, you know, I don't even know the deep cuts of those guys. I just know the hits, right? And they're performing for their hood, right? Right. And you can see and feel that, you know, and it made me think, you know, I'm old enough to like, I'm a fan of rap like from the 80s, right?
Right.
Like I know when it first came out, right? Like when Run DMC came out, when LL Cool J came out, like I was a teenager. My parents were like, what is this garbage, right? But I'd never felt like that. Like they're speaking, like they're, it's to me, it's like, well, that's the truest art form. Like there is all music. Music is personal, but rap is like, these guys are literally talking about what they did, where they're from, and where it got them. And these people are, so all that to say that we all know Atlanta's the real deal, but then it's also cool to be like, oh, I like Atlanta. You see right. what I'm saying? So that's the part, like, we're going to be who we are forever. But whatever is happening out there, that it's cool to attach themselves to us. So I think that's why now is this perfect time for you to blow up with all this stuff. I mean, obviously, you're really great at what you do. And it's a really long way for me to say what I'm saying. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That sentence.
And there's nobody else doing what I'm doing. So I think that's
oh, they will be.
Is this me? Well, I mean, of course there will be, you know, people that try.
I already found, we already found a not nearly as attractive Lola Cash out there. We already found, we already found the
it's
ghetto.
It's crazy because there's a girl in Houston doing the same thing, but she actually reached out to me and she was like, well, you motivated me. I don't want you. I just want to let
but
you
see,
know.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Hey, I'm not tripping. At the end of the day, like I said, there will always be somebody that tried to do what you do, but it'll never be better than the original.
It fucking can't be you. That's how I feel about my competition. Like, well, you're not me, so
right.
you can't be me.
Right. And whoever supports you and love you is always going to follow you.
Right.
So
no, I think there will definitely be, like, I think people in Atlanta that will be like, oh, like, I'll try this formula. And people may like it, or people be like, oh, she's just ripping off Lil' Cash. Or, you
yeah.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, there was another one I wanted to ask you about these, though, because, ooh, my check is available for viewing. I got paid online for something.
That's always good.
Always good. So you're, what do you just post it on IG and post it on TikTok and get on, or do you do other stuff, like when you make stuff?
What do you mean?
Like, are there any other things you're, like, are you doing YouTube? Are you launching anything? You know what I'm saying?
I haven't, I have a YouTube, but I haven't really got into YouTube because I'm still trying to figure out, like, how to edit videos and all of this that
right.
stuff in nature. Because the people on YouTube are pretty fucking dope with their content. So
right.
I don't want to get on there and just throw anything
No,
on
but
there.
Here's the good news. Here's the good news. There is a war going on now for the platforms, right?
Right.
Like, the reason Reels is giving real money, is because everybody's making money off YouTube.
Right.
Like, wait a minute. We want people to they want you to fucking stay there, right? Just like the Netflix, right? Everything is 10 parts now because they want you on that fucking channel.
Right.
So
I heard Facebook's making good money too, but I can't get into Facebook.
Well, here's the thing, though. You never want to do the cross promotion, like just post on both, but you just post them natively, as they say, to each one. It could be the exact same thing. So YouTube Shorts is the one that you want to do because all your stuff is short.
Right.
You could make longer stuff if you want, or put five or six of them together and make a long one. But I'm telling you, you will start making money on Shorts the same way because they're going to promote it. When you get into that algorithm and people start liking it, right? then it's just, and now you're getting money from, trust me, I'm learning all this too. And I'm like, when I started, I had a website. Okay. It was always about sending people to a website.
Right.
That's all it was.
And nobody wants to click on a website.
Right. But back then, even if you posted on Facebook, please go to my website, because that's where I got clicks and that's where I got advertisers, right? I had a podcast, dude, in 2012. People are like, what is a podcast?
Right.
How do I listen to that? Is it an MP3? Do I need a special player?
Now everybody got a podcast.
Everybody got a fucking podcast. So it's always changing, but now like I'm doing IG and YouTube. And a friend told me, he's like, yeah, Facebook is giving separate money from Reels if you put it on Facebook as well. I'm like, really?
He's like, somebody just told me that too.
That's what I'm saying. So taking that extra 2 minutes to put it on YouTube Reels as well, and then you just throw that link in your fucking link tree, and that's how people will find you.
I got to get a link tree.
Definitely get a link tree. That's free. It might be $15 a month for the advanced version or whatever. But then here's the thing. Then it's search, right? Because you got to think of YouTube like Google. It's
right.
Just so if people starts typing in Atlanta or Atlanta, but and then all of a sudden you pop up, now it's a whole new fucking audience.
Right.
See what I'm saying? Again, I'm learning all this stuff myself because it's hard to not focus on where the love, like, oh, I'm already getting all the love on Instagram. Let me just feed that. But you got to feed all these little, and then you're getting money from multiple places. I'm just giving you free whatever just because this is stuff that I've heard and learned.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. But I'm saying you're primed for shorts. It's called YouTube Shorts. You load it up, you put hashtag shorts, and then boom.
Right.
But you don't have to change what you're doing. You can do the exact same thumbnails, the exact same video. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be like, oh, I need to have a more expensive camera because people are doing it that way.
Right.
You could eventually get one. But if you post them now, it's fine. You know what I'm saying? As long as you're not like some people, like, don't do it on the other side of the fucking room where it sounds horrible, but you already know not to do that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got paid to do this election thing, but then they call you 24/7.
Oh my God.
So it was like almost not worth it. All right, hang on. What was another one I was going to ask you about? Yeah, you just got to throw the old link tree down there at the bottom. They're free. All right, so what is this you have coming up? November 5th, sidebar, what is this?
So it's a hosting that I just got booked for. It's just like a club lounge. They invited me out. They want me to come host.
What is
be
this?
Me.
What does this look right here?
I don't know. It's just typical girl look back.
Is that what girls do?
Look back at it.
Is that what girls do?
Yeah. You know, most girls, we all have the same pose.
Yes. I mean, I don't know if you all do this, but like every white girl, when she poses, if it's outside, it's always this move with the, like, they point their fucking toe. Have you seen this?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Okay. I don't think black girls do that.
Yeah. Black girls, we mostly do the look back at it thing.
why does somebody do that with their, it's so like, if you're trying to show a certain muscle or like, why would you fucking, it's just, it looks so stupid.
I think sometimes you just don't, matter of fact, I just did that today.
Let's see. Now you have to show me.
I literally just did that today when I took a picture. I guess it's, you just don't know what to do with your leg.
But see that, it's not too bad. But when you're standing next to somebody, it looks weird.
Do you know how many people hit me up just to, like, I don't know what the tapping of the board thing does to people, but, like, people go crazy about that.
In a good way or a bad way?
Good way.
Yeah. Again, it's like
I was going out to eat the other day, and I seen somebody from TikTok, and she was like, why you don't got your nails on no more? And I was like, so fucking
But again,
crazy.
It's one of those things that you can't, like, you know, it's like, I'm going to sound so fucking old. Do you know who Johnny Carson is? I'm so fucking embarrassed. Like, okay, Dave Letterman. You know who Dave Letterman is?
I know who Dave Letterman is.
All right. Dave Letterman, okay? Early on, for no fucking reason, he would just like start pitching his little cue cards, right? Nobody had ever done that. TV hosts are all very serious. And when he was done, he would just start doing that, right? Mm-hmm. So then they like added a fucking sound effect. Like he throws it and they go, ksh, and it's like glasses break, whatever. It's so basic and simple and stupid, but like it becomes a thing naturally. And so that's your thing you're like doing. And that's what I said. Like you can't teach that. You can't force that. It's just naturally who you are. And so that's why it becomes like, again, like it's the things.
Yeah, like when I'm not tapping on the board on my videos, people are like, why aren't you tapping on the board?
Yeah, because that's not the mood I was in. So here's this video. This is from August. They keep saying they're going to rebuild West End Mall. But oh, so I was going to say, so that video does like it sounds a little worse. Like you're in your kitchen, I guess. or whatever.
Yeah, I was in my kitchen.
And so you're like, oh, like that's the stuff you can, you just naturally like, oh, okay, I'm not going to do that next time. It's going to sound better if I don't. But like I said, but even that's good enough to put on YouTube. But, and again, like I notice it because I do this stuff, but most people won't even notice it. But yeah, all that stuff is what, that wasn't the one I wanted to talk to you about though. I'm trying to find the one I was going to talk to you about. Because I said the gas station one pulled me in. Because, you know, I live here in the West End. So these five clubs that are missed, like, do you even know all these spots?
Cause I
you
do.
But you said people were sending you ones that were like, oh, you forgot this one. Because you're not that old, right?
Yeah, people were sending me stuff that was way before my time. They like, you forgot 112, Visions. Da-da-da. I'm like, I don't know none of those clubs.
So how much time are you spending? Like, you have to get a gazillion DMs. Half of them are garbage. I get them. You know, my channel's not even that big. And I get, my rapper's coming through town. Would you please promote him? And sometimes I'll even bother to listen. Most of the time I don't. And it's like, you know, it's on the same. You know what I mean? that dude sounds the same as every other fucking... Like they either, it's either like 10th generation fucking Migos or 10th generation fucking Juice WRLD. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
they all sound the same.
Right.
Once in a while, I'm like, what if I do get like a really good one and then they pop off? I'll feel like, and I'm like, so I'll listen for a second. I'm like, nah, it's not worth it.
It happens.
But I'm not going to be the one. What I've learned to do is just like be nice to everyone. Like if it's not spam, if you're spamming me with bullshit, I'll just delete it. But I mean, if it's like, hey, I'm this artist, or it's usually I have this artist, like they have a manager, even though they're not even that big. I just say, hey, I'm booked right now, but best of luck. I just like, you know what I mean? Just like, because that's how I would want to be treated, right?
Right.
Just be nice. So, but you must get blown up with business and just dudes, because dudes like to creep on Instagram. So how much time do you spend in like DMs on that day? Like even I reached out to you, I was like, she may not respond.
I typically, if I don't, you know how you can see what it says before you even open it?
Right.
If I see that it's already starting off with bullshit, I'm not opening it. I'm being real. I have like so many unread DMs.
No, I'm sure you do. I'm sure. And again, that's why I know it's hard. I'll usually try to get an introduction. If I see somebody that I like, I'll ask somebody that I know or that I've already had on the show. Be like, can you do the like joint DM thing? Because otherwise it just goes in the unread thing. So
I actually check, a lot of people don't, but I actually check my requested DM because I have a lot of people that's reaching out to me on business,
right,
in my request. But like I said, if I see in the first little bar that it is some bullshit, I'm not even
what is the typical first line, first sentence that you know it's complete bullshit?
Heart eyes, kissy faces, you bad, or shit like that, you beautiful. I ignore it.
Because they think they're going to be the first dude to say you bad to you.
Right. Like, this shit goes on all day. All day. So,
I am at once horrified because I'm a man and I'm horrified at what men do. And it's fucking hilarious to me.
It's very hilarious. Because it's like, you don't get tired of DMing girls. I know I'm not the first or the last. So it's like, you don't get tired.
But maybe it's like... it's the numbers game. Maybe they think, you know what? If I can send 100 of these and I just get one to write back, I might be...
That's horrible.
It might be the... Yeah. I agree.
You have too much time on your hands.
I agree. Listen, I have said many times, I'm so happy that social media came out and dating apps came out long after I left that world. Like, there are no photos of me out there to be embarrassed about.
Right.
Right? That's a really good feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe there is, like, on a fucking Polaroid somewhere, but... you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, I got sober a long time ago. Like, I stopped drinking and doing drugs before social came out. I got married before social came out. So,
got a clean slate.
I'm in good shape. well, listen, I like to end by asking some very specific Atlanta questions. You're a great person for this.
Yes, I am.
This is the Atlanta Favorites Quiz.
Okay.
There are no wrong answers. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
What? Oh, hang on one second. All right, what is your go-to order at Waffle House?
All-Star. Scrambled eggs with cheese. I add onions to my eggs, my hash browns, smothered, double-covered, no meat because I don't eat pork or bacon. I mean, pork and beef. And I want my waffle medium light.
I don't know. Did you see that get video I posted? People are like, it's like one of those things. And again, like you have no idea why. Like people go bananas for this Gip. Did you not see it?
Gip
Goody from the Goody Mob.
Oh, yeah. I've seen that one.
I mean, again, it's one of those things that's like, it's my most viewed videos by far. It just every day gets more. And again, like, it's not even that he's even that famous. You know what I mean? I mean, he is, but he's not fucking Shaq. But you know what I'm saying?
Atlanta famous, though.
No, he's definitely Atlanta famous, which is one of the like subtitle of my show. But I'm saying I've had, anyway, it made it into the algorithm for reasons we don't know, because I don't get likes on stuff that's old except for him. But anyway, I just always think of him now because people love, he says them cheese eggs, like people fucking.
It's probably the way he talk.
Yeah, it's awesome. Okay, anyway. All right, what is your current favorite restaurant in Atlanta?
My current favorite restaurant in Atlanta, I'm going to say Rosie's because I eat there all the time. I'm actually going there when I leave here.
Rosie's Cafe?
Yes.
Next to the stadium?
Yes.
I've never been there. I've driven and run. I run a lot past it many times. What do they serve at Rosie's?
They serve brunch.
Okay. So
they have like all types of stuff. Shrimp and grits, waffles, French toast, all kind of stuff.
Okay. I will have to check that out.
Should.
Okay. Complete the sentence. I take MARTA blank.
Because it's smarter.
Publix or Kroger?
Publix.
Because?
It's just the environment is different. Publix is like going to Target versus going to Walmart.
Okay. Outcast or Goody Mob?
Outcast. Only because I grew up three streets from them, so it was like.
But see, that's why I asked you about like if you were the most famous person on your block or not. Remember we said that? That was the first question I asked you.
I mean, at that point, I was a kid. So
no, I know, but that's why I said like a lot of people come from fucking, you know, you're part of the world. That's why.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I meant was like sometimes, like you'd be like, oh, actually, so-and-so was in.
No, you said was out of favor, the most famous person in my class.
Right. Because so many folks come out of there. I know those guys are way ahead of you, but I thought you could have been like, oh, no, actually so-and-so also.
Oh, well, yeah, if that was the case, yes.
Just like, no, like maybe like 2 years ahead of you or somebody.
Oh, no, they were a whole generation.
Right, but there was nobody else in your class. Are they all reaching out to you now? Are all your high school friends reaching out to you now and say like, oh, I was new, you were funny?
Yeah.
And are you like, you weren't fucking nice to me then?
I don't really pay them no mind, honestly. Sounds probably horrible, but.
If they.
I don't really connect with anybody I went to high school with.
But are they reaching out to you, though?
Yes.
Because they knew you back then?
Yes.
And you're just like, you're not really having it?
Yeah.
What is the best concert you've ever seen in Atlanta?
The best concert? I'm going to have to say Scream Tour. I was a teenager, but Scream Tour was like it.
Who's on that?
B2K. I can't remember everybody, but B2K is who I went to see.
Okay. How would you rank the Atlanta sports teams, like 1 through 5 to you? She just looked at me like, I don't give a shit about anything.
Oh, man. The people from Atlanta are going to kill me for this one. I'm going to say Braves would be number 1.
Okay.
The Hawks would be number 2. Falcons, number 3.
Okay. Soccer team in there anywhere? Me either. You're like the first one, though. Everyone is like, it's like the new hip thing to be in the United. I don't.
Soccer, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care about them either. Yeah. Is there a favorite festival in Atlanta that you like?
A favorite festival? No.
Okay. The final question is, who should I have next on the Atlanta podcast?
Good question. Who should you have next? Somebody that's from Atlanta that makes a... If you could get Desi Banks, he's really good.
Okay. Do you know him?
I don't know him personally, no.
Anybody else that you know that you think might be good?
That I could think of off the top of my head right now? I know so many people, but I just can't think like right now off the top of my head.
It's okay. If you think of him later, you can shoot me a text like, oh, you know who you should have on is so-and-so.
Got you.
All right. Well, listen, tell folks where to find you.
It's your girl, Lola Cash, your Atlanta Hood tour guide, and you can follow me on Instagram at #1, Lola Cash with a K, and TikTok, Lola.Cash with a K.
And there you have it. That was Lola Cash. We've been talking about getting together and doing some other fun content together, some collabs, as it were. And guess what? It's bloody freezing out this week. It's like the coldest week ever in Atlanta, so we are not doing it this week. We will try to get it in the next couple of weeks, so be looking forward to that. But thank you again, Lola, for this chat.
And please do share this podcast with folks. You like this content. You like what we're doing on the Instagrams. Let folks know that's the best thing you can do. You want to write a review, that's great. But the best thing you can honestly do is tell your friends, go listen to this. And we would love to hear about it. So drop us a note at mattbdavis@icloud.com or on the social ATL podcast. Another episode coming for you next Friday. Love you. Miss you. Mean it. I've got to run.
You love podcasts, the stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcast-free today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcast-free.